As we celebrate Mother's Day today, I want to begin by wishing a happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers and grandmothers who are here with us today. You know, motherhood is a beautiful gift, and for mothers, it's a unique way of participating in God's plan of creation. You know, as mothers conceive new life and nurture and care for that life. You know, none of us would be here if it weren't for our mothers and their generosity and their yes to life. And none of us would be the people that we are without their support, their care, and their love for us. As we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday this morning, our readings focus not just on physical life, but on, more importantly, eternal life. And how many of us would want to know what heaven is like? You know, what is it like? What is eternal happiness like? We get a snapshot of that in our second reading today in St. John's vision from the book of Revelation. But what he sees is a great multitude that nobody could count, from every land, every people, every nation, gathered together, surrounding the throne of the Lamb. And it says that they worship him day and night. What this is describing is the saints who are able to see God face to face. They're able to see the one who is infinite beauty and infinite goodness and holiness. And their hearts are so overwhelmed and overflowing with joy at that experience that they can't help but fall down and worship in adoration around the throne of God. That's the only expression that they can give to the joy in their hearts as a result of seeing and knowing God. And so that is eternal life. The saints have reached the green pastures where the shepherd, the good shepherd, is leading them. And they have the happiness of knowing God. And it's a happiness that will never end because it will never be taken from them. They know that the happiness and the joy that they experience will last forever. The good shepherd gives us eternal life through the church. It's the church that's the channel and the instrument through which God gives us that life. And that's why the church is sometimes referred to as Holy Mother Church. You know, how is the church our mother? Well, the church is our mother because when we're baptized, we are reborn. We are born from above into eternal life. And so baptism is a new birth. And it's the church that's truly our spiritual mother. We are born into eternal life because of the church. And we're nourished by the teachings of the church, and especially by the gift of the Eucharist. And so the church feeds us and nourishes us and cares for us like a loving mother. When we're wounded, the church heals us through the sacrament of confession. You know, people have a lot of different images of what the church is. You know, sometimes they think of the church as just an institution or just a gathering of people. But it's much more than that. The church is our spiritual mother. And we have life because we're born through the church. And not only do we have a mother in the church, but we have a spiritual mother specifically in the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom we've honored this morning with the May crowning, a traditional devotion of honoring Our Lady as our mother and as our queen. But Mary is the new Eve. She is the mother of the new creation. And so when we enter into the new creation, when we're baptized and we receive life and we're incorporated into Jesus Christ, the Blessed Virgin Mary becomes our spiritual mother. And it's important in our spiritual lives that we recognize that this just isn't an abstract concept. This is a real relationship. She is truly the perfect mother. And she is the vessel through which Christ gives us life. All graces come through her hands. She is the mediatrix of grace. So she is the one who distributes the grace that comes from Jesus Christ. And as our spiritual mother, she is very attentive to our cries. Every time we turn to her, every time we offer a prayer, every time we offer an act of devotion, she is right there and she receives that with great love. And no petition ever goes unanswered. Our Blessed Mother is closer to us than we could possibly realize. And so it's important when we enter into prayer, when we exercise those Marian devotions, whether it's a daily rosary, or whether it is the May crowning or the scapular or other devotions to our Blessed Mother, that we recognize that this just isn't an empty action. She is truly there, close to us. And no petition ever goes unheeded. No matter how broken we are, no matter how far we are from God, she is going to receive us back because she is a loving mother and no mother ever forgets her children. As many of you know, this has been a turbulent week because of the leaked document from the Dobbs decision on the Supreme Court. And there have been protests organized at Catholic churches throughout the country. And it's kind of ironic that on a day like today, Mother's Day, when we celebrate motherhood, that people would be demonstrating in support of abortion in front of Catholic churches. But this is a moment not for us to give in to fear. You know, we don't have to be afraid of anything. I think it's important for us as Catholics to embrace and to proclaim what we stand for. You know, the church is a symbol of the protection of the sacredness of life and of motherhood. And we should embrace that and proclaim that. Because as Catholics, we honor and we stand for all that is true and all that is good. And motherhood is part of that. We honor motherhood. It is a gift from God. Life is a gift from God, whether it's natural life or eternal life. And life is sacred from the moment of conception to natural death. And that's what we stand for. And we pray that our Supreme Court justices may render a just and a true decision, and that this will usher in a new era in our country where life and motherhood is respected and honored. And so, as we celebrate Mother's Day this weekend, we give thanks to our own natural mothers, but we also remember and give thanks to our spiritual mother, the Church, and the Blessed Virgin Mary. We thank them for their constant love, their intercession, their protection, and their care for us. And we pray that under their watchful care, we might persevere always in a state of grace, so that when we leave this life, we may enter into those eternal pastures that the Good Shepherd has prepared for us.